I don't know if any of you have had much opportunity to read some of the things that Pope Francis has been saying. And I'm not talking about some of the sound bites that you get on the news, in the secular news, because they're often very much misrepresenting what he is saying. But if you read some of his homilies, and most of them are available, or at least summaries of them, on the internet. But if you read them, you get a sense what he is trying to do is to call all of us to a much deeper sense of being disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what does it mean to be a disciple? Well, in the time of Jesus, a disciple was one who sat at the foot of the Master. They sat at his feet and learned his wisdom, and then they watched also his way of life so that they could begin to imitate what they learned from him. The Holy Father is calling you and I to do that, to learn from Jesus, our Master, our teacher. Learn how to live our lives in a new and profound spirituality. The Holy Father is not just about the externals of religion. It's not that he wants to do away with them, but he also has this profound sense that there's something deeper that we must tie into. That whole much deeper relationship with our Lord, that deeper following of Christ. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I think about following Christ totally, that's a little scary for me. It's scary because you begin to ask yourself, what changes is Jesus going to ask of me? What is he going to ask me to give up? What is he going to ask me to do differently? Do I want to pay the price to follow Jesus? And I suspect that fear has been part of Christians throughout the centuries. Are we ready to follow him with all of our hearts? Are we ready to give of ourselves fully, completely, totally to the Lord Jesus Christ? Being a disciple calls us not to focus our lives on ourselves, but to focus our lives on the love of God and the love of neighbor. If we are disciples, that is where that will lead us. Not to be selfish, but to be self-giving. To give of ourselves in love. You know, that is really what we were committed to on the day of our baptism. That's the commitment we renew every time we renew baptismal promises, whether it's whether we have a baptism here in church, or it's at the Easter Vigil or Easter Sunday. We are renewing our commitment to live as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. To reject all that is evil and to live a life of faith in the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Actually, we renew that commitment every time we receive the Eucharist. As we ask the Lord Jesus to unite us to himself more fully, to transform our lives more totally. Discipleship and stewardship are really the same thing. There are two names for one thing. Because disciples know that everything we are, everything we have, is gift to us from God. And disciples also know that we are called to use those gifts, not just for our own needs, but to give glory to God and to give service to our brothers and sisters. Disciples know that the gifts we have received have been given to us for the good of the whole, to enrich the community of faith. Last year, we spoke a lot about hospitality. Hospitality is that sense that we know the openness of our Savior's heart. We know how Jesus welcomed all people into his heart. And that we as disciples are called to do the same. We're called to welcome people into our lives, to hear their stories, to feel compassion for them, love for them, to invite them to be one with us as we try to deepen our oneness with Christ Jesus our Lord. That is really the spirit of hospitality, that openness. Throughout the summer and into the fall, I have tried several times to speak about prayer. That is another very important part of the life of a disciple. If you look at the scriptures, the New Testament, Jesus spent a great deal of time in prayer, especially St. Luke. St. Luke tells us that he went off to pray, sometimes praying throughout the whole night. And you have that sense that that communion with the Father was essential for him. If we are disciples, that too must be part of our lives. That real sense that we need to be in communion with our God. And that if we are not in communion with God, then there is something seriously lacking in our sense of being disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without prayer, even though the world may see our lives as successful, in the end, our lives will be failures because we have not grown into communion with the very source, the very fountain of life. Our prayerfulness is essential to our discipleship. It's not that there are not prayers in this community. I know there are. But it is an invitation that all of us can continue to grow in our prayerfulness. That there is no limit how close we can grow to our God. There is no limit to how much our God wants to draw us into oneness with him. And so as we grow in our prayerfulness, we will grow in that deeper and deeper and deeper relationship with the Lord. We see that prayerfulness in the tax collector today. That prayerfulness that knew that he deserved nothing from God, but was confident that he could call upon God's mercy. That he could ask God to touch him, to heal him, to welcome him into his kingdom. There are two other pillars of stewardship or discipleship that are also I just want to mention briefly. One is formation. As Christians, we constantly have to be in formation because there is so much about the Word of God that we can never know it all. We can never understand it all. There is always so much room for growth. There's so much about our faith that we fail to know. How often people leave and go to other churches simply because they do not know what we teach as a Catholic community. Or they just quit coming because they don't understand what the Mass is about. There is so much room for growth. And so we need always to be people that are in formation. The last pillar is service. And I spoke about that last week. And the week before, I think, how we all have been gifted gifted in very different ways. And yet God asks us to take whatever gifts we've been given and to use those. To use those to give glory to His name, to give service to our brothers and sisters. Because we know in the depths of us, as we are truly disciples, that those gifts were given to us, not just for ourselves, but for the good of the whole community. How rich we would be, not rich in money, but rich in other treasures, if we could all share freely, openly, the gifts, the talents God has placed in our lives. We are approaching the time when you will be invited to renew your commitments of stewardship or discipleship. That'll be coming in the month of November. I just simply wanted to remind you that that is coming. As disciples, we are called to recognize the gifts that have been given us, to thank God for those gifts, to use those gifts to glorify Him, to use those gifts to serve one another.